Dick Sacco Memorial Field. It's the place where every Washington Demon baseball player flocks to every summer to take in America's pastime. On this historical segment, highlighting fields that are named after individuals, we take a look at Dick Sacco. Richard Dick Sacco was born April 6, 1947 in Washington. He graduated from Washington High School in 1965 and later from the University of Iowa in 1969 with a bachelor's degree in history. Longtime resident of Washington, Dick served the community throughout his 58 years of life, including, but not limited to, being a part of the Community Y Board for 6 years, being a part of the Washington City Council in the 90s, served as chairperson of Finance Committee, member of the Washington Pool Committee, and served as a volunteer project manager for the Washington Family Aquatic Center. He was also a member of the Associate General Contractors of Iowa. Now to the baseball side of things. Dick coached Little League and Babe Ruth baseball for 14 years and organized the East Division, Heartland Senior Babe Ruth Baseball, where he was president for 5 years. He also coached in 2 Babe Ruth World Series and coached 4 years at Midwest Regional Babe Ruth tournaments. Dick passed away in 2005 at the young age of 58 following injuries suffered in an automobile accident. Soon thereafter, Dick Sacco Memorial Field in Washington was born. To highlight today's historical segment, I sit down with Washington High School baseball coach Nathan Miller, and we talk about the legacy of Dick Sacco to Washington athletics. Coach, let's start from the beginning. How did you know Dick Sacco?
Well, I was actually a player for Dick many, many years ago now. When I was growing up in youth baseball, particularly when we got into senior Babe Ruth, which would be like middle school level, would be your 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, Dick was heavily involved with. He helped start senior Babe Ruth in Washington, and he had a hand in a lot of youth programs and helping to develop youth baseball in the community of Washington. And so I got to know him through playing for him. And then, you know, throughout high school, you know, he always followed all of us going through high school and supporting us, even for some of us that were fortunate to go on to college. He would keep tabs on us and touch base with us when we would come back in town during the summer or holidays. So that's my connection with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned he was one of the founders of Babe Ruth. He was also a part of a baseball council. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so years ago, a group of community members, Dick Sacco and another major community member that helped out with a lot of the development with the high school field and developing Babe Ruth, senior Babe Ruth, and some other things was Mike Levy as well, but the two of them really headed up and started an organization called Washington Area Baseball Council, and he was instrumental in getting that started. We still operate that organization today, and the mission with this organization is to just ensure that local baseball programs are flourishing and finding ways to get kids involved with baseball throughout the community of Washington. And so it's an organization that still meets, and a lot of our renovations that we've done to the high school field over the last 5 years in combination with the Washington Athletic Booster Club have been instrumental in our hitting facility being built, our field renovations that have happened over the last 5 years. And that was all started, you know, decades ago with Dick and Mike running those, starting those organizations.
Mm-hmm. The field, of course, now known as Dick Sacco Memorial Field. You're telling me back in the 90s, he actually helped with the process of making the field.
Yeah, and actually, I still have the original blueprints that at some point here I'd like to put in a frame, and we'd like to hang them up in our concession stand for others to see. But yeah, I mean, up until, I believe, 1992, the high school team played over at Green Field, which is still there today. Our youth teams play baseball in there, and it was just time for the high school team to have their own facility. and have a high school size field. If you've been over to Case Field before, the fences are a little short for a high school program, and so it was really important that in order to grow the high school and continue to push forward the program, that their own field was necessary. And they broke ground, I believe, in 1991 or 92, and the first season was played over at what is now Dick Sago Memorial Field. I believe in 1993 was the first full season, and I may be off 1 year. It might have been 1992. So, but he was instrumental in supporting that and getting that to move forward, along with, again, several other community members. But he was, like I said, instrumental in that change, which ended up, you know, helping to flourish the high school program.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned he was one of the founders of the Babe Ruth League here in Washington. What do you think the Babe Ruth League did in developing, you know, young players and get them to love the game of baseball?
You know, I've talked about this before in some other interviews and things, but, you know, the efforts that, you know, dads and other community members have in regards to, you know, helping to grow our youth with baseball has a tremendous impact on our high school program. You know, that's the time of the life of the player where you can grow love for the game and a passion for the game. And, you know, Dick had his hand in that from the very beginning, and he just wanted to see baseball be a sport that, you know, as many kids as possible could play. And, you know, to be able to have the YMCA programs at the time running their Babe Ruth, or excuse me, their Cal Ripken League, and then a Babe Ruth League started for the middle school, and then Dick taking that even further from Babe Ruth to senior Babe Ruth, which was for our high school kids. It provided an opportunity for baseball players to play in the fall and the spring while he was organizing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you had a lot of baseball mentors over the year. Was he one of them in growing your love for baseball?
Well, sure. I mean, every coach leaves a little bit a part of them with their players, and you learn from them, and you take something away from everybody that you've played for. You know, I think back to, you know, my experiences in playing for Dick. You always had a smile. He wanted the best out of every player and challenged us to be, to grow and to play the game hard. And, but he always had a smile on his face, and you knew that, you know, he was trying to help you improve individually, but also the team and the program as a whole.
Mm-hmm. What type of honor do you think it is to have a field like Dick Sago Memorial Field named after someone?
Well, I think it's a reflection of just the love and the passion that you've had for the game and the impact that you've had on the community revolving around that particular sport. And, you know, Dick Sago is highly connected with baseball in Washington. And, you know, a lot of the things that we're capable or able to do today is because of those that paved the way for us, you know, years ago. And Dick was one of those guys that helped to pave the way and provide greater opportunities for Washington to grow and to flourish. And, you know, over the last past decades, you know, we can contribute a lot of the success that we've had on the field and off the field to those guys who, you know, put the extra work in and started something from scratch and helped to improve facilities and develop the program.
You just alluded to it. I'm sure you've had a lot of great moments at Dick Sago Memorial Field in your tenure as head coach of the Demons. Any one or two games in particular that stand out to you?
Well, you know, I think back, you know, in 2012, we were able to host the sub-state and win that game against Winsburg and go to the state tournament. You know, there's been lots of games in the past that, you know, from conference battles that we've had to, you know, as a player, some of the teammates that I had back in the day, just thinking back on you know, all the experiences and fun times and challenging times that field has brought us since 1992-93. And I think about all the other players that have the same memories. You know, as a coach now, being fortunate to step on that field probably more than anybody else over the last 12 years here at Washington. And, you know, it's really neat. My favorite part about, you know, being on the field is just before the first pitch of every game. And it's actually during the national anthem when you look out and you see the starting lineup out there standing facing center field. And it just kind of causes you to stop and think about, you know, how privileged an opportunity it is to play this game, and how much fun it is to watch, you know, each player each year, the next generation of players come through and play on that field. And like I said, one of the main reasons why we're able to play on this field and have such a great facility that we have is because of guys like Dick Sacco and others who had a vision of what they wanted to have happen, and they made it happen.
Any final remarks from you about Dick or about the field?
You know, I just really appreciate everyone who has supported Washington baseball, and whether it's a very large supporter who began the process of developing the field and trying to expand the program, like Dick Sacco, to the parents behind the scenes that helped to run the concession stand. And it takes an entire family to help a program succeed, and you know, we're just really appreciative of all the support that we have throughout the years.
Thank you to Nathan Miller, head coach of the Washington High School baseball team, talking about Dick Sacco and Dick Sacco Memorial Field. This has been another segment on the historical series on the PM Sports page. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more after this on AM.FM KCII.